Cuomo says the nearly 100,000 state workers will have to show proof of vaccinations by early September or submit to weekly COVID tests. Frontline workers at state-run hospitals will also have to be fully vaccinated, but they will not have the option of weekly testing instead.
We're saying in state hospitals, where the state is the employer, the frontline workers must be vaccinated, period. Not vaccinated or you have to have a test once a week.
The announcement follows decisions by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is requiring all city workers to be vaccinated, and by California Governor Gavin Newsom. He's mandating that all state workers and employees of public and private sector hospitals in that state get their shot. Cuomo says because none of the vaccines have yet received full approval from the FDA, it's not legally possible to widen vaccination mandates right now. The law only allows employers to enact vaccine requirements for their workers. The governor, speaking to a New York City business group, urged companies to require vaccines for their employees. Despite growing concerns over the rise of the Delta variant and incidences of breakthrough infections in fully vaccinated people, Cuomo says businesses should require that all of their workers return to in-person work in their offices in September. He says it will help boost the city's and the state's economy.
By Labor Day, everyone is back in the office. We need that volume to support the restaurants and the shops and the services. It's not just about your business. It's about all the spin-off economic activity that your workers bring to the surrounding community.
The governor is not imposing any new statewide mask mandates right now, but he urged localities where there is a high rate of spread of the virus to impose local mask mandates. And he says his administration is doing a full review of its mask policies now that the CDC has altered its recommendations. He's also urging schools to consider reinstating mask mandates for teachers and students, a step now recommended by the CDC. Cuomo says schools, when they open in the fall, have the potential to become super spreader sites. He says school districts have the legal authority to require that teachers and all other workers be vaccinated. And he says schools may have to take more dramatic actions if the situation worsens. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.